Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the United States and other arrogant powers are responsible for what we are seeing on the ground today in Iraq. This is according to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He has reiterated that those who lit the fire under this situation in Iraq are now trying to undermine Iraq's sovereignty and at the same time trying to make what is happening between the terrorist group, the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, and the Iraqi people appear as sectarian. Ayatollah Khamenei reiterated that what we are seeing in Iraq is not sectarian, but an effort to destroy Iraq and its people. Stay with us as we take a closer look at the situation on the ground in Iraq.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the United States is seeking dominance in the Middle East by creating strife across the region. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, the U.S.'s interests contradict those of independent countries.
کسانی باشد که گوش به فرمان اونها هست منتظر اشاره اونها هست چون فعلا چنین نیست در عراق فتنه انگیزی میکنه.
A look at the US's record shows that it has always pursued a set policy in the Middle East. While preaching democracy, it works hand in glove with regimes who seek to silence dissidents. The best example of that duplicity is its stance on Egypt. On Sunday, the U.S. Secretary of State arrived in Cairo in a show of support for Egypt's new president who took power after he orchestrated a coup against the democratically elected president.
The United States is very interested in working closely with President al-Sisi and his cabinet and Egypt.
Kerry's visit comes a day after an Egyptian court upheld the death sentences for 183 members of the Muslim Brotherhood, including its supreme guide, Mohammed Badi. The U.S. also released nearly $600 million in aid to Cairo. That's part of $1.5 billion in annual military aid Washington pays Cairo to secure Israel's borders. This is despite the fact that 1,400 Egyptians have been killed and 15,000 jailed since the 2013 coup. U.S. policy is not limited to propping up client regimes. The military interventions by the U.S. and its allies have torn apart the social context of such countries as Libya, Afghanistan, and Iraq. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, what is happening in Iraq is a foreign-backed conspiracy to bring the elements of the former Ba'athist regime back to power. However, the U.S. and its regional allies try to present the crisis as a sectarian war.
There is definitely a conspiracy. There's nothing to do with Sunni and Shia. This is a political issue that the Ba'ath Party, using some regional forces, regional support, alongside came here the United States. The United States is looking for a unity government against majority government.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of London, journalist and Middle East analyst, Mr. Sharif Hikmat Nashashibi, and out of Washington, political commentator, Dr. Randy Short. Thank you both for being with us. Let's start this off in London with Mr. Nashashibi. Let's take a look at what has happened in Egypt after Mubarak. Do you think that the U.S. intervention in Iraq will lead to the reinstatement of tyranny?
Well, I don't think there will be any considerable U.S. intervention in Iraq simply because of its legacy there. Because of its invasion and occupation of the country, which had such disastrous consequences, I don't think Iraqis or the region or Americans will accept U.S. intervention in Iraq. It's a quagmire that no one wants them to get involved in. So I don't think we will see that because its actions in that country have ruled itself out of any meaningful role, any constructive role there.
Dr. Short, in your perspective, why is Washington continuing to say that there needs to be government change in Baghdad when a parliamentary election was just held and Prime Minister Maliki's party actually won?
Yes. Well, the United States is deeply stained by the ISL or ISS. This is basically a force that allows them plausible deniability. They trained, funded, and supported them via proxies in Jordan and Turkey, and they wish to dismember Iraq into three states as well. This new fighting allows them to resume the conflict in Syria, another state that had a resounding election success for the Ba'athist party of President Assad. So they don't want to let go.
Okay, Mr. Nashashibi, your perspective, do you consider the United States responsible for what is happening in Iraq? If we look at the actual support group now of ISIL and the roots of ISIL, we have reports now that the CIA was involved in their training in Jordan. And we know when dealing with the Syrian situation, Mr. Nashashibi, we saw that the United States sent money and, of course, there were weapons and got in the hand of various groups, and one of them, of course, being ISIL. So how responsible do you think Washington is for what we're seeing in Iraq right now?
Well, of course the U.S. has responsibility. It's disingenuous for them to claim otherwise, really. The consequences of the invasion and occupation of Iraq left sectarian tensions and a sectarian system in Iraq, which is untenable. So they simply cannot say that they had nothing to do with what's going on now. The legacy of their role in Iraq is very much still there. So they can't really deny that. And this is exactly why they cannot have any role within Iraq that will not be opposed across the spectrum because of its history of involvement there.
Now, Dr. Short, Mr. Nashashibi just mentioned the key word or the phrase of the day, the sectarian strife. And we're seeing this mentioned a lot on a lot of the mainstream, if you want to call them, networks. And yet on the ground right now in Iraq, we see Shias, we see Sunnis, we see Kurds, we see Turkmen, all of them actually working together to try to fight ISIL. I'd like your take on this, sir.
They're all represented in the government. This is a, you know, we have projects like Bluebeam. We've had the CIA and other people, Mockingbird, get involved with the media. So a lot of what we're fed is created in the Pentagon or in Langley or by the British intelligence, MI6. And we have journalists who are essentially covert spies who feed a lot of toxic information to the public. When you say it's sectarian, that would say that they're only Shia in the government. That's impossible. They had all kinds of people in the government of Iraq, the same way you have all kinds of people in the government of Syria. In fact, you have them in Iran. This is really an effort to smear Shia and to build up hatred. This is part of a gang counter gang strategy that is being used by Mossad and all of them to make the different Muslim brothers and sisters fight each other. And it's not going to succeed. And they act as if Iraq is a theocratic state when it is a secular state still. If they elected to have a theocracy, that is still the will of the people. What difference does that make to Washington or London, what kind of government the Iraqi people want for themselves?
Mr. Nashashibi, if we look at the situation that's taking place in Iraq, who or what entity do you think would benefit the most from seeing Iraq disintegrating?
Well, I don't think anyone benefits from Iraq disintegrating.